This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Thursday morning, 14 degrees and a forecast top of 26 for Melbourne. Good morning, Australia, and hello wherever you're listening to us from around the world. And you, Annie Louie,
hey.
What a sight for sore eyes
Oh, God, I've got sore eyes.
That's interesting, because Dee and Warren on the drive show last night were talking they've both got matching styes or something.
Ew.
You don't have
I've never had one.
No, me either. What have they been doing?
Like pink eye or something.
Oh, I didn't want to say that. If I had said that, you would have judged me about something.
Yeah, but I can get away with things.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can. Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, you just said 26 degrees today. Yesterday, also 26 degrees, which stunning. I believe is the best weather. And it was a little bit hot, though. A little bit yesterday.
Were you in the sun?
The office got steamy, like hot in the little hot box where my studio is.
I experience that every morning with you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you're wearing quite a thick hoodie today.
No hood.
Oh, no,
I don't have a hood,
sweat,
Annie Louie.
Sweater? So what do they call them?
A sweatshirt,
A sweatshirt, yeah. I'm here in a t-shirt.
I'm hoodless. Did you need to know that information?
Your gangster name?
Hoodless.
I'm hoodless.
I'm hoodless. So does that mean I can't be in the hood?
Yeah, I think so. white. Today we're talking about the cold. So speaking of the weather, right, this is the season where things start heating up during the day and then there'll be periods where it's freezing as well. Are you a fan?
Well, the frost has already set in at the farm because my basil's all gone black and I've got tomatoes covered in green tomatoes that aren't going to ripen, so they're going to turn into chutney.
Is that what you do?
Okay. Yeah, green tomato chutney. Yum. Right.
Yeah, so many things to cover, and we'll talk about the snow as well.
Oh, do you like the snow?
I think I do. Hard to say. I've only been once.
We're talking cold this morning in preparation for the coming cold weather. We want to cover all bases here.
Radical.
I know. We've done earth, wind and fire. We've done all the elements. So
that's
why not
true.
Do cold?
We've never done wind. Have we? I mean, we talk wind all the time. Sure, look at your face. You're just bursting to make a gag.
I have to tell you something. Yesterday, the story broke yesterday, Michelle Williams is an American talk show host, like an Oprah Allen / style of talk show.
Michelle Williams, is that Heath Ledger's ex?
I don't know. She was on The Masked Singer in the US.
Okay. Yeah, blonde?
No.
There's a few Michelle Williams in the world.
It's like Betty Smith. And so she was talking to a guest about Kim Kardashian's potential new boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And she bartered.
You can say the word.
Bartered. She burped and farted at the same time, and it came through the microphone.
No.
She was like,
I thought you were trying to avoid saying the word farted.
No, burped and farted. Bartered.
Oh.
I'll show you the clip. I'll actually pull it up because it got me giggling. I haven't stopped giggling
about it.
So you mentioned wind. That's where I went.
Yeah, that's what I could see it. Your eyeballs are about to pop.
Well, I know. Oh, my God. Have you seen this clip? It's hilarious.
No, I have not.
On television across America. Yeah.
And now all across Joy's airwaves, bringing you the real news.
I'll try and work one up for
bartered.
You. Bartered.
Just had to have a go at it myself. The cold. This is actually my favorite season, not for weather, but because it's the most exciting time of the year. It's a comedian's Christmas.
Oh, Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
The flags have gone
Fringe
up.
Fringe kicks off first, then.
Yeah, around, like, you know, it depends on how you start your year.
Yeah.
Because Fringe is in September usually, and it was November last year. So, no, don't worry about it. But Comedy Festival, the big first thing to happen in Melbourne, the big event for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And is usually what happens is, like, you wake up in the morning and then you wander down to the town hall to see if there's anything happening, because you can do a flyering session around 11 o'clock, 12, around lunchtime. Yeah. So by then it's like really cold. It's freezing. Like, there's nothing really going on. The city's chilly. But then by like 3 o'clock, it's too hot.
It's hot.
And so if you're out for a day of flyering, you've got to have all of your layers on. Flyering's banned this year. There's no flyering. Because of COVID. like too much interaction. It's good for the paper. It is good for the paper, yes. No more wastage. And then you don't have to look at somebody who you've just handed a piece of paper to and then see them still making eye contact with you, put it in the bin.
Oh, no. Do they ever look at the paper, look at you? Look at the paper,
yes,
look at
you. Heaps, all the time.
Oh, my goodness, you do your own you do your own flyering.
Yes, I'm poor.
But just say I'm her sister, Anna.
Yeah, that I get her to do it too, don't worry. But yeah, then you haven't lived until you've seen your own flyer stuck to a toilet floor, trampled on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You do raise a really interesting point that the other day I had the fireplace burning. I got up in the morning. It was 7 degrees at the farm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit at my computer studying all day. I'm going to get cold. So I lit the fire, roaring. The sun didn't break until about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just like you were saying. And then I'm in shorts and no top, just short shorts, and I'm thinking of doing a nudie Rudy because it's just me because I was so hot.
Did you have to turn it off?
I just let it burnt out.
Yeah.
But it was really hot. And then suddenly the night air, the sun vanishes and it drops really quickly. Yeah. I do love that.
The other situation I remember that's still very nasty in my mind is going to school around this time, and we'd have, it hasn't transitioned yet out of, it's going into winter uniforms. So I think like in, it'd be like around starting term two, and you're in your tie, white shirt, blazer, jumper. Mm. And in the morning, oh yeah, that's nice and snug, nice and warm and toasty. And then by the time you're going home on the train, it is disgusting. It's putrid. You've got grime on your collar. Yeah, all these woolen children. Yeah,
dirty wool.
When it rains.
It smells like, the public transport smells like a wet dog.
Yes.
It stinks. Absolutely stinks.
All of those memories.
We are asking you the question this morning. What do you like about the cold? You can text us on 0427 569 949.
Annie and Ando, serving you laughs every weekday morning on Joy.
14 minutes past six, and we're chasing a top of 26 for Melbourne today. Annie Louie, warmer than minus two. Or?
What was the time, when was the time that you were the coldest? I want to know.
There was a long, long time ago, I remember, I was holidaying in Tasmania. I would have been circa 15 years old, and I was pashing this girl, Tammy.
Stay warm?
Tammy Watson, and yep. I was wearing this, Tammy Watson. She used to spray perfume on the letters that she'd write to me back in Melbourne.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Where's she now?
Don't know. We kind of lost contact about 6 months later. Anyway, I remember that
probably
night we'd gone wandering. There was a gang of a pack of us, like about six of us, and we'd gone wandering the streets, and I was freezing then.
In Tassie, in a t-shirt or something? What
no,
were you
I
wearing?
Was in like an Adidas top that was just the fine, like a parachute material.
Oh, yeah, that's not
but
good.
Really fine, and the wind just blew straight through it. But I find in winter up at the farm when I'm working in Melbourne and leave, at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's often minus 2 degrees, and I will start my car before I go into the shower.
Yeah.
And I will wear ski gloves driving.
Not in the shower.
Not.
I just got to wash myself with
these. No, that's a loofah mitt that I wear in the shower. But yeah, otherwise your hands hurt so much. And I normally sit on one, like one up my hot bum, like that, and then drive with one hand because it takes so long to get your hands warm.
It's poetry. Normally I'll sit in one off my hot bum.
And then I alternate about it when I hit the roundabout at Sunbury.
Wow. You've got a system going.
What about you? When was the time you were the most coldest?
Most coldest. It's a weird question, coldest. Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I was in New York 2 years ago, depths of winter, wearing two pairs of pants up to my neck in scarves and neck warmers, beanie on, and I still got one of those cold rashes. I would get one every single day. I'd take my pants off and my all of my legs were raw from just being outside.
Was it snowing in New York?
It was snowing.
I'd love to be there when it's
it's ugly snow. Like the
dirty.
The pavements are all like grey.
It's not like the movies.
No, it's not like the movies at all.
They've got a big cold snap over in the US across a big part of the country at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to our American
listeners. I don't know how they do it. I was only there for like 10 days and couldn't stand
it. Really?
Yeah.
Two pants.
two pants. That's my rapper
name. You think I don't notice what you say?
Yeah.
Back to the two pants.
Yep.
Are we talking like track pants and then a parachute material? Like what sort of, or jeans with trackies on top or something?
Yeah, something like that. That's one option. You can also do like long johns, thermals.
I've got thermals.
And jeans. That's another great combination
I've
as well.
I've got a thermal matching t-shirt. It's a white thermal t-shirt with white long johns.
Is this from the, that store that starts with K?
No, it was actually from its competitor. It was a special buy. They did the ski. When they do the ski products at that special buy store, I grabbed myself. And it's great for the farm on those. Like if a fence breaks or a cow breaks a trough, you've just got to go out and do some work. I've got plastic pants. I've got thermals. Plastic pants are.
We're made of plastic.
You could hear me coming from about a kilometre away.
Fire, yeah. When you've chosen poorly on a day you thought you needed thermals, though, that is not a fun experience.
No, it gets very hot.
And the armpits just like it's pouring. No good.
What about, back to you and your two pants in America, what about ribbed tights or something, Annie? Like, could you not, don't they
warm
it?
Like a very thick woolen tie?
Yeah, nice woolen.
They don't do it. They don't cut it at that point because that's just like wearing some woolen pants.
I've got another solution for you.
Yep.
Chunk up.
Chunk up. Yeah, that's the problem. Not having body fat.
I've got a lot more padding than you. Yeah, a lot more.
Can I just strap you to my front when I go next time?
There you go.
Just duct tape you.
Get some cankles and some tubby. No, that's what it is. I know when I'm on a health kick or I'm dieting, when I kind of kick into ketosis and my body starts burning lots of fat, I suddenly get cold.
And you start curling over. We naturally go for our vital organs. We start curling into a ball.
To protect them.
How weird is that? It's getting colder in Melbourne, inspiring the theme of today. And I want to go to ski lodges now.
Ski lodges.
I personally really want to go to some ski lodges. Except my friend, Steph, has always promised every year that we would go because her family's got one. Mm. And I think after the fifth year where we still hadn't gone, I gave up. Stopped trying.
Oh, they're really expensive.
Yeah, which is why it's great to have a contact and somebody who can organise the whole snow chains for your car thing. And I've still never been.
There's
What's
a helipad
going
on the
in
bank.
There?
There's a helipad on near South Bank, just on the banks of the Yarra there here in Melbourne. And during winter, they do packages where you turn up there at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Chopper. Up to Buller, land there, have a great day of skiing and get back and have a nice dinner on the wharf.
Who's going to treat me?
If your friend's family's got a ski lodge, they've probably got a helicopter as well.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know they don't.
Oh, okay.
They've just got the lodge. Have you ever done that?
Kind of.
Without giving away too much.
No. I'm not a great skier and I've probably gone, 10 times in my life. And when I was first dating Mr. Ando, one of the holidays that we or weekend away we did, you can hire the ski lodges in those beautiful hotels and stuff up there in summer and spring. And you go hiking and walking and four-wheel driving. And it's really beautiful because you get like the mountain flowers are starting to pop up. And it's just really different than being covered with white. And it's also a quarter of the price for the lodge.
So. Well, I've only been during summer now when I went with the TV show and it was pretty nice out there. Yeah. But I'm like, here I am. As close as I'll ever get to the ski lodge, still not in it, and it's not snowing.
So growing up, did your family do trips to, whether it's, Bor Bor or even Lake Mountain out past?
Never. We never actually went on holiday together as a family. Warburton? That's out trending. It's pants off this year.
Is it? Warburton.
It is.
It's nice. I grew up out
Everyone's
that way.
Everyone's asking me, can we go?
And to Warburton?
Yeah. Mm. How weird.
You keep driving and I think you go through Millgrove or something and then suddenly you get near Lake Mountain and it's beautiful. It's like everyone's got air purifiers or air wicks in their front yard.
I think that's what it means to be in the outdoors for us city slickers. It's like there's air wick everywhere.
It's mountain fresh flavour.
Stop licking the ground, Ando.
We used to go as kids, with our neighbours and mum and dad would take us and dad always packed, I don't know where he put it, to be quite honest. Maybe he left it up there, an old car bonnet. And he tied rope to the front of it, drilled two holes, tied rope to the front of it. And it was turned upside down.
Toboggan.
It was a toboggan for five kids at the same time.
That's
it must have
so
been
fun.
So
what
dangerous.
Should I do that now? Just rip my Toyota Echo to shreds and I'm like, gotta go skiing.
I think I've got snow chains that'd fit yours.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Toyota snow chains.
Great. Annie's Tobogganing Trip 2021.
I wanna build a snowman.
Have you ever built a snowman?
I have.
Where?
In Japan. I was going to tell you. That's the only place I've been to the snow. And if you want something that looks like you're living a snow globe, go there. Because honestly, New York in the dirty snow does not compare to what it's like to be in this wonderland where all the snow that's built up on the buildings, because they've got these little wooden houses, and when it's so fluffy and it builds up and it's round and it shapes into the it's just like looking at a gingerbread house.
You just want to shake the thing and see if more snow falls.
Yeah.
Do they wash their snow in Japan?
I don't know, but everybody talks about how fluffy it is, and it really is. Like, I tried to make a snow angel. I fell like 2 meters deep. It was so fun.
Has your mum been to the snow?
No, she hasn't.
Maybe you could take her with the Yaris bonnet and go this winter. When you think about Australian snowfields, like the pressure that builds on Mother Nature in the lead up to the Queen's birthday weekend, the long weekend that is normally the opening of the ski season, and how much snowfall we get.
Yes. I talked to a guy who worked there, and he said they manufacture it, and it's like the majority of it has been man-made snow for decades now.
The big snow machines. Yeah. Have you seen them work?
I haven't.
They're so cool. It's like, I don't know, a Dyson hairdryer times 1 billion.
Yeah.
And it's got these couple of pipes connected to it, and it's just blowing so much. And they normally turn it on during night when everyone's gone to have their schnapps and their sleeps in their lodges.
Yeah.
And suddenly they wake up in the morning and they go, oh, must have snowed. Nah.
No. That blew my mind. There's even apparently a place in Dubai that manufactures snow. For people in the desert.
It's a factory. Oh, it's not a factory. It's an amusement park that is essentially, you walk out of 48 degree heat and then you can ski in this building.
It's wrong. Massive. It's only wrong. Mother Nature says it's wrong.
Annie Louie, every single morning I have a standard good old hot shower, and then for the last minute and a half, sometimes 2 minutes, completely cold water only, no hot.
I don't know how you do it. Are you doing the Wim Hof method?
Who's Wim Hof? I sometimes Wim Hof in the shower.
You know, is he German? Look at you, just catch yourself. Didn't get anything from me, unfortunately.
Nothing. You leave me hanging.
Yeah, brutal. He's this guy who uses meditation and mental strength techniques to survive crazy conditions. He's written books. He was like trekking in the Antarctic in his underpants. Stuff like that. You know, if you think an ice bath is difficult, I don't know.
Sloggies or bonds, a 7-pack of bonds.
Sponsored, you'd hope.
Yeah, you'd want to be sponsored. No, I tend to subscribe to Hippocrates, the Greek god.
Go on.
460 BC. Greatest of all time. He recommended cold showers or cold baths for patients to cure a whole bunch of different things. And then fast forward to today, you've got the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo and Lady Gaga and some of the CEO of Twitter.
Do they...
whole bunch. I'm trying to build credibility here, if you haven't noticed.
Cold shower cult.
It's called the 5 a.m. cult.
Do they only cold shower, or do they rinse off with the cold water?
No, I think some of them do just all cold. Some start with the hot. It actually is better if you get your body hot, either by exercise or hot water, and then you switch to cold, a bit like a Japanese bathhouse.
Yeah, this is the thing down at the hot springs. Lots of different cultures have some tradition of it. And you kind of forget, humans never had warm showers, hot showers back in the day. Lucky to wash yourself in a lake once a week.
There's been a bunch of studies done that actually demonstrate evidence that it does improve health in a range of ways, from energy to stress to tolerance.
All right, I get it. You really drunk the Kool-Aid.
The thing I know, if you never tried it before and you want to go, how, and also apparently weight loss, clearly that's not working with me. And
I like a refund.
Yeah, on my cold showers. If you've never done it before, there's different ways of trying. You can suggest start now before it gets really, really cold, because the water temperature in the mains pipes changes. I notice at the farm, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's that cold.
Yeah.
Because it's tank water and it's out frosty nights. In suburbia, it's so much easier.
But what happens to all your shower thoughts? Do you have them?
In that moment, I'm thinking about breathing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about in for four, hold for four.
I'm like workshopping material in there. I'm having a great time. But turn that into a cold shower and poof, none of that would happen
anymore.
Don't
call me that.
Disappear, abracadabra.
Yeah, but do that in your first minute of the shower and then in your last 2 minutes have the cold. The other thing I will do that forces me to really get into it, because I was chatting to a mate of mine the other day and he said, yeah, I do everything except my head. And I said, you've got to do your head.
He goes, it's good for your skin, like your face skin. Yeah.
It's good for your skin. Like also, you've got lots of blood running in you. So if you want to suddenly drop your body temperature for all these health benefits, you do that. So I will leave my conditioner in. So the only way it's coming out is if I put my head under the cold water.
As an incentive.
Yeah, and then sometimes you've just got to find your junk because the cold has forced it to go back inside your body.
So what do you think is the best thing to try it out a little bit? Would you say, like, do it every now and then, or
no, it's got to become a routine.
Okay,
it does. It certainly gets easier. I don't do the. I don't make a noise when I first started doing it. I would make a noise like
screaming.
Like it's just a shock. You go, and it'd take the breath away. Where now, actually, if it's in the middle of winter, I do tend to go into it and go, okay, in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four,
and then
I just flick that lever, stick my head underneath, so my head's the first bit to get the cold.
That's like a kind of meditation technique. You're like some kind of guru.
No. Me a guru.
I want to talk about Raynaud's, though. Have you heard of this?
I've never
heard
of it.
Syndrome?
No, what is it?
It's where some areas of your body feel numb and cool in certain circumstances. So especially extremities, they get really cold.
Like hands and feet.
Yeah, but like it's actually really painful for the people who have it.
So it's a condition.
It's a condition.
Circulation related, I'm guessing?
Circulation, yes. And Ali Wong talks about it in her autobiography. And she talks about giving a guy some
So Ali Wong's got it, this condition.
She's got it, yeah. And she, it's genetic, so her dad has it. And she was giving some assisted me time to a guy. And
assisted me. Oh, yep. You're painting. She's doing actions
she's
now, like she's shaking her protein shake. Yep. No, I love a protein shake in the morning.
So the guy was getting the shock of his life because she had this condition. Her hands are very cold at that point in time. So she says that's one of the memories that sticks out from her early 20s.
Did it enhance the assisted me time, or did it like
I think
cause
it ruined
him,
it. Yes.
He got frostbite on his...
But then I think about when the Twilight series went off and apparently vampires have cold skin. So maybe if you were a team, what was the vampire dude?
Never saw it, Annie Louie. Were they shagging the vampires?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Our Pats. Robert Pattinson.
Oh, didn't
What's
know that.
What's he doing now?
No idea, buddy. Talking cold this morning. 18 minutes to 7, 14 degrees and a forecast top of 26 for Melbourne. We're talking cold. It ain't going to be cold today. It's going to be lovely.
But we're headed that way soon. That's how the seasons work.
We normally break stuff really, you know, ahead of many. So we do Christmas in August. We do Easter. We've already done Easter. And we're doing the cold weather now.
Yeah,
not
why
just
not?
Weather.
drinks as well.
Ooh.
I was just making a tea and I started thinking about how some people cannot stand a hot drink. I know friends who it's either cold water or it's a soft drink, but they'll never have a tea or coffee.
I like a cup of coffee. I don't like scalding hot. I want to be able to drink it straight away.
Yeah. It's bad for your esophagus. People who like that very hot coffee, eventually you could get some kind of a, you
burn.
Know, yeah.
Oh, I do like my food very hot. I do not like lukewarm food. Food can always cool down. You can always blow on it.
Yeah, that's
but when it's lukewarm and you kind of go, these.
Yeah. But when you're going for a cold drink of water from the tap and it's accidentally warm and you get that shock of your life.
And there's some theory in my little brain that says water from the hot water service is different to it's got chemicals or something in it more than the cold tap.
It comes out of the same pipe. Yeah. But I've started drinking hot water or warm water, more on the hot side because this Chinese doctor told me it's bad for my body to be drinking cold because of like the kind of body I have leans towards the cold already. So you need to be getting that out of your system. Yeah.
Right. They do say cold water if you're dieting, cold water makes you, your body uses calories to warm that water up as it goes through your body.
Oh, so that's good.
So, it's yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Sometimes you can feel it hitting the bottom of your stomach on a cold day and you're drinking cold water and you think, is this good for me?
We have like a filtered water facility.
That sounds like
in the top paddock, and it's got a
you're supplying for the whole town.
5 million liter tank. No,
it's actually a waterfall back there.
It's bigger than a water jug. Like it's like a canister. It sits on the kitchen bench that has filtered water in it, and all year round, it not refrigerated, and that is fine by me. I don't like icy cold water.
Yeah, icy cold water. We grew up in a house where we always had the opposite. There was always hot water coming from a thermos that you would plug into a wall, like one of those.
Like a hot jar. Not a kettle, but the sort of things that Country Women's Association would have at a stall.
Yeah.
And it's got a tap and a thermostat on the side.
Yes, like that.
What are they called?
I can't remember.
Burco used to be one of their brands, I think. What do they call those? Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what the ones that you're thinking of are like large school fates.
Yeah, but they came in smaller ones as well.
Yeah, so not quite like that, but more like imagine a rice cooker, but for hot water, and it would be on all
with
the time.
A tap.
Yeah, with a tap. Yeah, because sometimes they'd have floral designs and all sorts of things.
To match your rice cooker.
Yeah, because, Asians don't want to drink cold water. It's like terribly bad for.
So what temperature would it be? Just off boiling?
Yeah, it would just be, just off boiling, and you'd probably add a bit of cold water to cool it down so you didn't fully burn yourself. But then you'd be able to have tea anytime, like instantly. You wouldn't have to go put the kettle on because and I'm finding now that I'm drinking more of the warmer side of things.
You're thinking of you bring back some of your roots.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like
the humidity would be good
now.
For the environment, like inside your house, adding a bit of moisture
that's
to the
true.
Air is not
oh,
a bad
yeah.
thing.
That's
not too much
point.
That it gets
yeah.
mold
for my
spawns.
Vocal cords.
Oh
which
yeah,
I need to
steam every now and then. Drop them off at the dry cleaners, yeah. Annie Louie. Wow. Oh, it's nearly home time for us, Annie Louie. Just like that, our work is done. I was at the supermarket yesterday, and I said to the guy, he goes, "Oh," and it was 7:30. I'd left straight from here.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, busy day ahead." I said, "No, I finished work."
Yeah.
And he just looked at me.
Hey, people work shifts though. That's not unusual. They shouldn't judge.
This is true. We are back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow we are talking film and photography, and we have a very special guest who had this crazy thing happen to her when she got some photos developed. Make sure you stick around.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.